Ellen Starn?
Here.
Shirley Brown?
Here.
Jack Foster?
Excused.
Marita Gunderson?
Here.
Emil Mobach?
Here. Very good. We do have a quorum. We're moving on. Moving on next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. We did have one addition this afternoon with of the Aleutians East Borough. We'd like to put the number one under new business. And with that, I'd entertain a motion to approve unless there's anything else. Excuse me?
You got something?
Agenda?
Oh.
No. No more, nothing?
No.
Okay.
With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda with the addition.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the addition of school district.
Very right. Good. Correct. Thank you. Motion made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Second.
And by Amo, is there any further discussion? Not hearing any roll call, please.
Amo?
Yes.
Danny? Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Very good. Moving right along, consent agenda this evening, one item. Minutes of regular meeting of March 8, 2016. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Shirley to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion? Not hearing any roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny? Marita?
Yes.
Abel?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Moving right along to reports this evening. First on the list is our finance director, and Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for February was $47,098.16. Sales tax revenue was $60,702.43. And you guys have my report. Do you guys have any questions on it?
Okay, sorry about that.
No questions.
No.
No questions? We'll cool you off for a little bit. We can so we can close that window for a bit. Not hearing any questions, we'll move on to number two, which is our administrator, and Andy, the floor is yours.
Okay. Good evening. Well, P&D engineers who have the dock design contract and Department of Transportation were out for a site visit 2 weeks ago. And some surveyors were out a week before that, and we've been doing a little geotechnical work. And leading up to the design and the cost estimate that they have so far, it's at 20%, and that's under FYI. You can see in the report, just a little site visit report that P&D gave. Seems like it went pretty well. And we're having weekly meetings right now. The next one's going to be we always have them on Thursday, so we'll give kind of an update on what's happened over the last week, but things are going well right now. The money for the dock replacement is in the Senate budget for FY17 as it stands right now. So that's a federal aid project, so that's federal money. It's not state money, so that's one good thing in our report. So assuming nothing changes, we'll proceed as scheduled. Design done by September, and looking at starting the construction aspects soon after, in October. And speaking of the legislature, I just did a little venting in here about what's going on in Juneau, but things are so up in the air. Essentially, with AML and the other groups, the trend that I was looking was that if they don't do any sort of broad-based, statewide taxes, or what they call revenue enhancements, well, the approach might be to pass costs on the local governments, but at least with PERS increases, it looks like they're backing off that approach, which is good. But like we've talked about many times, with revenue sharing, that's probably going to go down, maybe even eliminated, and the same with maybe some other programs. So there'll be some belt tightening for sure. Yeah, but we'll definitely keep a close eye on what they do there in terms of trying to pass things on to local governments. In energy, We were expecting TDX might show up this week, John Lyons, or their CEO, but he hasn't. Perhaps later in the week, he's going to talk about streetlights and wind to heat project. And I applied for a technical assistance energy grant in partnership with TDX. It wasn't that hard to write. It didn't take very long to do, so I agreed to do it. Essentially about reducing the energy usage in San Point and also getting more kilowatt hours out of the wind project. So the announcements for that will be April 26th, and we'll see where it goes. The mayor got a call from GCI. It looks like they're about all finished up with the fiber installation in the clinic. Hopefully that helps the clinic's operations with the internet and telemedicine. And like I said, this afternoon, the office copier situation seems to have been rectified, and we got the lease that we are overpaying on that was canceled, and got a free year of maintenance and service out of that. We'll have a budget next month to look at, and I'm going to take a little personal leave starting next week.
Very good. Thanks, Andy. Questions for Andy? Not hearing any. Moving on, I just have a couple quick things. I guess John didn't make it, and we were going to visit with him, but for everybody, we need to talk about some streetlights, and hopefully we can have something figured out by end of summer, before fall, before it starts getting dark again. We have an addition of the school thing that's on the agenda. Wick did call, and we had some questions about radiation emitting from the dish, and that's been all taken care of, and it is fenced off, and everything should be fine on that side of it. They did fix up everything that we had some issues with. They did plant grass seed and fixed up some damage to the pavement at the clinic. So, and did get everything carted away, and with help from Dave and the bunch, so he'll probably touch on that a little bit. With that, I'm going to keep moving on here, so we'll be getting gone. The next on the list is our Department of Public Safety. Oh, there is one other thing, and I guess we should make note of it. We noticed this year, Andy and I, back in the thing, that our population standpoint seemed to drop 100 and, what was it, 100 and some anyway, went down to 800 from 1,000, 13 from a couple years back. But we had some discussion with the Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development. We're down, so we get to visit with Priority, or I do believe in the, but anyway, so we get that straightened out. We did gain back our almost 100 people that seemed to disappear. So, yeah, so we are back at 951, I do believe. So we are the largest community in Volusia County. So anyway, with that, I'm going to move on to the Department of Public Safety. And John, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. Good evening. March was a pretty steady month for us. You'll notice in our stats that are supplied in your report for particulars. Probably the biggest event for us was Officer Tupper leaving his service with the city and returning to Fairbanks. And as I mentioned earlier, it's kind of a loss in that now we have to recruit for an open position, but also he provided us with a very high level of service, and that will be missed in the community. We have Sergeant Chiesa out to Unalaska this week. Department of Veterans Affairs paid for his trip there. He's participating in the tsunami workshop, and when he gets back, we'll be reworking up our plan, and we'll be reacquiring our status of community who's tsunami ready, as registered with NOAA, actually, as a registration point. So, also, as I mentioned earlier, we co-op the case with the King Cove Police Department, which was really nice to work outside of just the city, but make a bigger impact in the borough, and with that, a significant amount of drugs were seized over in King Cove, and that could roll into other things, so I'll just leave it at that. I'm really grateful for their help, and I know they're grateful for ours, so hopefully that relationship will keep working. And last, but very important, I'd like to thank the Trident employees who helped this past week when we had a medical death. It was a heart attack at Trident Seafoods, and the Trident employees provided immediate care that was above the level of even normal responders, and our crew got there on EMS within 10 minutes, and they actually had the whole group had the person revive, and unfortunately he later passed away, but Officer Ethan Thowell provided CPR, and Denise Mobeck, our EMS director, was also on scene, very active in that. So I'd really like to thank them. And it's an impacting thing when something like that happens, and they acted, you know, above what they had to in a normal day, and that's much appreciated by the whole community, I know.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I have, unless there are any questions.
Very good. Thanks, John. Questions, Council? Andy?
One quick one. I'll be quick, I promise. 2 minutes. Mike asked me for a lot of information on previous tsunami information or efforts in town, and a lot of it related to the LEPC when I was going back through files. Was that useful before, and was it covered by a grant that to do all that work?
We could be here a long time talking about it.
We had
a position. There was a draft emergency response plan, formal plan in the city that was comprehensive, and it was never finalized, but it was drafted. There was a lot of hours invested, time invested, and the last public safety manager, a portion of his salary was paid by the state, intended to help prepare for emergency disasters and mitigate against them and things like that. And the time wasn't being applied, and so that grant went away. But we're refocusing as we have time on coming back. And we've developed a small community response plan, which includes all the local resources, and we're working with Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to have that actually published. So we're real close to having that back in the community and having a published plan.
Okay. That's good. Thanks. Because it seems like between you and Mike, we're both pretty on top of that. And
it's just time. It's one of those things that, you know, you reach and pull off the shelf when you have a few spare minutes, but you'd really love to have, you know, a week to be able to sit down and hammer it out. But Mike brings a lot to the table, and it's a big help, so we're getting it off the shelf a little bit more than we were before.
Okay. Thank you.
You're good. Thanks. Any other questions? Not hearing any, we'll move on to our department, our Public Works. And Dave, the floor is yours.
It was a fairly busy month. I was gone for 20 days this last month, so. But my guys are busy. We had to do a bunch of work and welded on the trash truck. We've got some shift problems right now that we're going to rectify. We hauled back a 20-foot flat that belonged to AML that the trusses were on that came from Fish and Game. So we brought that back to try it. They were looking for it. We hauled rock for Fishing Game and hauled rock for the GCI project. We finished the transmission on the cop car. We dug a grave. We had some snow removal the first of the month and had to do some sanding and rolls. We fueled all the buildings. They were topped off at the first of the month. We assisted the harbor master with working the freight boats due to he was short on employees. We built the front end on the gal. We needed brakes, so we did all the tie rod ends, brakes, tried to see if we can get a little longer life on our tires. We replaced battery in the gal, which is a special battery we had to order due to it's a 4D, but it's a squatty battery, and it fits underneath the engine, so there is no clearance. We hauled the gear from the city dock for GCI up into our upper rock quarry, which got the gate. We locked it up. We hauled, I think it was 4 cars from the shop to the landfill that we drained all the wells out of. As far as the landfill, it's going good. Busy besides we've been fighting our truck. Recycle center, it's a clock. It always ticks. It runs just fine. As far as water sewer, some of our regulations have changed here in this year, which is requiring us now to do twice a month testing for coliform and bacteria. We had to make up a plan and show it to them for them to accept it, and that's what we're doing now. We're up and running with it. We've had some sewer problems, water line problems that we've worked on in the last month. We did a lot of work with GCI, helping them out, giving them equipment, renting equipment. Same with over here across the street at Fishing Game. Whatever they've needed, we've rented it to them. And that's about it. You know, we've been pumping out our lift stations once a month and rushing down as much as possible. But we're good.
Very good. Questions for Dave? Not hearing any, thank you. Moving on, Harbor Master Moon isn't able to make it this evening. His report is in the packet, and we did go over it this afternoon. So any questions with that one? Not hearing any. No student representative, obviously, this evening either. So we're going to move on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. This evening we have one item. It's Resolution 1602. It's approving annexation petition submission to the LBC, and I'll let you speak a little bit to that. It's pretty straightforward, and I'll let you touch on that, Andy, and we'll move on.
Okay, thank you. This is just a there's a little memo in there kind of about the next steps, and this is the next step in the submitting that petition to the Look Boundary Commission, which is sort of a formality, but you need a formal adoption of a resolution of the body that wants to submit the petition. And this is that. And we touched on this a little bit in the workshop this afternoon, but there'll be plenty of time for public comments and people that have questions or concerns or anything like that in the community once the petition is accepted and once the clock starts ticking and the LBC goes through the process. So anyway, this is the next step in that process, is to submit a resolution formally authorizing submitting the petition.
Okay. And we did have comments this afternoon, which we'll bring back to those entities, and so that could be covered later. So very good. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt, if that's where the council wants to go.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 16-02.
Motion's been made by Shirley to adopt Resolution 16-02. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny? Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to old business. Danny, you missed out on a little fun this afternoon. We were here till 4:20, I think it was, maybe 4:30, and chatted with about TV Code of Ordinances. We did come to a consensus. We're going to be doing a little wordsmithing, and it goes back to Andy, and we'll bring it back next month so you can have a gander at that too, but it'll come back in front of the council next month for the first reading. Okay, very good. So with that, we're going to move on to new business. This evening we have a letter from the Lucians East Borough School District. Mike was here this afternoon and presented it to the council, and what it simply, with the recent drug concerns that happened up at the school, Mike is interested in bringing in a gentleman that's going to do a basketball camp, and he also is a guy who works with children and drugs, that he'll be doing some seminars or whatever, working with the children. So what he's doing is the school district's going to pay his fare, his room and board, and per diem, and he was asking of the city to help out with a donation of $1,500, which we do have available, Danny. It would come out of our monies that we use for charities that come through the pull tab monies. So that's what's on the table for that one. That's what you missed this afternoon on that one, Danny. So what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to donate the $1,500 towards the school district
basketball camp.
Okay,
motion's been made by Marita and second by Shirley. Is there any further discussion? I'm not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Danny?
Very good. With that, we're going to jump right on to our next item, which is public comments. Anything from the audience this evening?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the first thing was I want to know if you had any intention, or the city had any intention, to do anything about the Harbor Road. Comes from down to the spit, you know, down to the harbor, to down to the core for the last 5 years, and nothing has been done, you know. And the roads in the harbor, where your money come from, and you know, you're carrying your vehicle to get to from your boat, you know, and I don't see nothing happening down there.
Well, we just went through because I hadn't been down there for a week.
Where the new wall is over in the new harbor, you gotta have hip boots on a sunny day because there's so many holes and stuff in there. You wait around in that place, no filler or anything to put in there.
Unfortunately, we don't have much of anything, and that's we're working on another thing that will bring some down the road here hopefully soon. But yes, I agree with you. I hadn't been down through. I almost lost a wheel on the corner.
Yeah, well, I do have to do a hole right on my. On my truck, I'm down in my last vehicle now. So
yeah, but to get back to your question about the road, we are working on that, and we're in conjunction with the QT Tribe, which monies that came back from the deal on the BIA road project over to the dump. Remember, we didn't ever sign off on that. I don't know that we did yet, but I know that we ended up getting $1.4 million back, and that money was getting earmarked for that road, and that's in a process, and I know it doesn't happen overnight, but QT Tribe is working on that right now too. And we want to pave that, realign it and pave it.
They're talking about roads money. We were considering that money that we had for the road down here to San Dollar Beach, taking it back from Fall Harbor Tribe to the city. But that's still in the works yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have some money coming there. And
maybe it might be good to get both of those tribes together and chatting them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And another thing was, good news was that I just got back from pre-negotiations, and it's not going to come through yet. But, I mean, nowhere soon. It'll be another month or so. But it sounds like, you know, we worked... for a clinic, the federal government come up with $10,000, you know, for upkeep money. You guys do that, so it probably would work directly over to the city.
Yeah, that's an issue.
We're still working on that. We got the final negotiations in May.
Okay, that's good to know.
I have a bunch of things to say now, but the main thing is that Harbor Road, we have to take care of that.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I know we've been down there with the grader, but we don't have a whole lot of material, is an unfortunate part.
We don't grade the hill.
No, I'm talking about the...
Yeah,
in the
we've been there. We've got to put something on there and compact it down and grade it. You know, I worked on roads, probably built just about 75% of the roads here in town, you know. And that one has just been abused so bad, you know, it's going to have a lot of work.
Well, let's hope.
Even if we're going to pave it, we still got to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
It definitely is in my grief. I appreciate that. Thanks. Anything else? Nothing else from the public? We're going to move on to council, and we're going to start with Alan first. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I know that Harbor Road pavement project was in the budget because there was money for it. But there was a time problem when they came in to finish some of the paving and they weren't able to do that. So it was in the budget.
Oh, so it was, and that was probably that money that would have been used that's sitting in the tribe right now. Okay. I knew that was happening, I just didn't know what the status was on it. And I know that money was earmarked for that purpose. So there is money there, I can tell you that. I don't know when and where that'll happen next. So.
Yeah, you have promises. Yeah.
Well, that's all part of the game, I guess. Okay, thanks, Shirley.
Uh-huh.
With that, we're going to go ahead and start with council comments, and we'll start with you this evening, Alan.
I just have one, and that was that in our workshop, we had a citizen come make a comment about the speed of the vehicles coming around the house down here by the across from the coffee shop. And then as I left here and I went down there, I get out of my, I'm parking my truck and one vehicle goes by at an extreme rate. And then as I'm leaving, another one about crashes into me as I'm pulling out of my house. So it's springtime. Maybe in that our adult children in town can't control themselves. We have to deploy the parents in white vehicles, unfortunately.
Spike strips.
If they can't slow down, are we going to have to put out the speed bumps?
What is that? Where are those things? On the corner, you can put those big mirrors or whatever.
Yeah.
Coming up to where you can see around the corner.
And please slow down, and we'll put out Rayette speed bumps again.
Yeah. Those things. Okay. Thanks, Alan. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Marita?
No problem.
Okay. And Shirley?
No.
And Amo?
No.
Okay. And Danny sitting on the table. Anything this evening?
nothing from me, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Danny. With that, I'd entertain a motion of adjournment. Motion's been made by Shirley to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Not hearing any. We are formally adjourned, and I thank you guys for coming out. First of all, thank you for this afternoon. This is what happens when we spend the time in the afternoon. We get to leave a little early in the evening. So thanks again for your help, and really appreciate you joining us this evening, Danny. When are you coming home soon, or are you out for a little bit?
Maybe somewhere around the end of the month or something. Maybe we'll see what happens here. I can go back home or go back in the shipyard for a little while.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Thanks again for stopping by this evening, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, take care.